Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Gauravadana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. My subject matter will be living the Bhagavatam. This title was born maybe 4 years ago in my mind. I had been in Vrindavan, as I always do during the months of Kartik, and I had attempted to absorb myself in chanting more rounds than I usually chant. Now during this time, an old physical dilemma where I was advised to take surgery broke out. My dear devotees, I had such excruciating pain that sometimes for an hour or so I only managed to survive the pain by doing a shoulder stand, standing on the shoulder, but that was not possible. I would lie down and put the legs up the wall. It was very, very bad. Now, before I went to Vrindavan, I had taken a whole suitcase of books which I wanted to read in that time of the month of Kartik when I planned to absorb myself. But the pain was just so much that somehow I could chant japa. Somehow, don't ask me how, but I could not read. As I would try to read, the pain just overwhelmed me and I was not able to focus. So during this time, I took out, because I do like, when I chant, I like to connect more with Krishna, so I like to read about Krishna. I took out the Bhagavatam, just, you know, I tried all the other books, but then I took out the Bhagavatam and started to read. And first, I didn't notice anything special on the first day, but on the second day, I noticed that during the time of reading the Bhagavatam, the pain went into the background, so much so that I was not even aware. It was there, but my whole attention became so much arrested in the subjects of the Bhagavatam that I was busy with my mind in the Bhagavatam that I couldn't perceive the pain. After all, pain and pleasure is felt in the mind, and if the mind is somewhere, you know, totally not connected then you don't feel that any longer. And bah, that experience of seeing that there's life beyond the body and the mind, by studying the scripture Bhagavatam, really made a profound imprint. I must tell you very honestly, because I'm a little skeptical by nature, I thought this is not possible. Is it real what I'm experiencing? But it was. And from that time on, I turned back to the Bhagavatam. I must say I turned back because I had turned away from the Bhagavatam. I became older in Krishna consciousness. I had read the Bhagavatam, I had read our books, and I thought, my mind wants to know, new things. Let me read very new books which come up on the market about Krishna consciousness. But here I turned back to the Bhagavatam, but it took me really time because I thought it's not possible. I'm just making this up, or it's so it took time. And then this year I was in Sridhar Mayapur. There was a meeting of all our older devotees who were worried that when they leave the planet and they die, and you might notice every year it's one or two of the older Prabhupada's disciples who die, then they who were there when Prabhupada preached the movement or led the movement, when they are gone, the devotees might not know any longer what Prabhupada intended the movement to be like. They may read the books, but they may not know the context in which the certain instructions were given. They may not know the intention, why it was formulated and given like this. So the question was, when we all die, how will the Hare Krishna movement go on? Because the devotees were not there when Prabhupada preached and guided us. And they were going back and forth, we were discussing and isolated. Well, if the devotees would only read Prabhupada's books, then they would have contact with Srila Prabhupada, they would be in tune with a pure devotee, and they would have the same experiences Burijan Prabhu talked about when Prabhupada spoke to him and said, after 10 years, you may go to Vrindavan, and then he found himself in Vrindavan after 10 years. In other words, by being in contact with Prabhupada and the way he expressed Krishna consciousness, you will actually be making deep Krishna conscious experiences. So the devotees thought, we should encourage the devotees to read Prabhupada's books. It's not an entirely new point, I don't think you will be surprised, but this was marked as the first thing which will help the devotees to move into a glorious future and go back home, back to Godhead. So I thought this was brilliant, and I committed myself then and there. I didn't tell anyone, but I committed myself. I will give classes and seminars on the Bhagavatam and help the devotees to relish the Bhagavatam, to read it with taste, and to apply the teachings of the Bhagavatam in their life and lead a truly spiritual Krishna conscious life. So I'm now traveling around the world, and I'm giving different retreats, but one is also on the Bhagavatam. And that my particular angle on this is living the Bhagavatam. I personally do not have faith in theories. There's so many, and because I'm also not a very intelligent person, I think theories make headaches. Various practical experiences give taste and give incentives. It helps you to move on. So my approach to spiritual life has been in the past years more and more experience-oriented. I do not like theoretical Krishna conscious because it's just a head thing. It may, for some who are intellectuals, it may purify some part of the thinking systems, but maybe not the heart. The heart gets purified the moment you live something, you apply something, you realize something, you have deep insights. So living the Bhagavatam, I want to teach two things. One is, first of all, how to read the Bhagavatam so that you extract the juice out of it. The Bhagavatam is like one of these sugar cane juices. You need to put it into these, you know, what the sugar cane wala. Have you seen in India? They have these, what is it called? Press, sugar cane press. If you drink a glass of sugar cane juice, you will have 1 week diarrhea because there's so many flies in these press. Do you know what I mean? Sugar cane presses. So the Bhagavatam is like these strong, let me say, strong stalks of sugar cane. And I think when we have a seminar, Living the Bhagavatam, we have to see how we can press the juice out, get the juice out. So this will be the first part, learning how to read and extract the nectar of the Bhagavatam. It's only one lecture. It's a little methodically what to do and how to make an experience. And the second part, you know, starting with the second class, is the most amazing Bhagavatam discussion for, Krishna's pastimes are the most amazing. But there is one character in the Bhagavatam who's totally enigmatic. Enigmatic means it's like a mystery. But he teaches so many lessons that make your head stand at your hairs stand on end. It is even said that the lessons he taught are so amazing that the very Bhagavatam has been identified because it has this katha or narration in it. You know, the narration is about a person who acts externally like a demon, but is internally a Mahabhagavat. Very amazing personality. Sridhar Swami said, Bhagavatam is that book which has 18,000 verses and 335 chapters. It is the book in which Vritasura's story is told. And the Skanda Purana says that very important Shastra that has the Katha of Vritra and Ambarish in it and is spoken between Parikshit and Shukadev Goswami is called the glorious Srimad Bhagavatam. Even the Matsya Purana says the Bhagavatam is special because it has this story in the middle. And as we know from the Gita, what is in the middle chapter is very, very significant. So Bhagavatam has 12 cantos, and in the sixth canto, right placed in the middle, is this amazing narration which has so many lessons into our life that that Shukadev Goswami says anyone who hears this goes back to Godhead. So I think that all of us who will relish this after this kata will go go back to Godhead with a double guarantee. The first guarantee is the Bhagavatam itself. The second guarantee comes from Giriraj, who is there and who is there as the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, who's ready to help and, as we heard just now from Madhavananda, nourish the devotees in their spiritual life. And so, yeah, this is a little bit what is there. I pray every day since a week that I will not stand in the way of these amazing lessons, that I will present it very nicely. The Prabhupada would give his blessings on me, and I request all your blessings also. It's really amazing. I mean, all of Europe was totally amazed when the book Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde came out by Louis Stevenson, but he has missed Vritrasura. This is more than this, and has much more of the complicated issues which he tried to tackle in it, and it does it in an amazing way. Good. So, Hare Krishna. Now is not so late, which is amazing for us. We are usually not on time, but this time we are. We will, let us see.
Sing.
We will just sing a little bit. Just a little bit. Let me see where we are. Oh yeah, this is amazing. We are on time. This never happens. Hare Krishna. So you have now a buffet before you of Krishna Katha, of Govardhan Katha, of Bhagavatam Katha. I hope that you will be filled up till that your heart will be filled up very nicely, and you will be empowered in your Krishna consciousness and inspired. And when you return from this hearing and application marathon, you will really find it very easy in your Krishna consciousness. We will just sing a little bit, yes, and then request Prashanta, who is, yes, I see her, to give us an orientation. It's very important to see how the retreat is run. Good.
Just to substantiate what Maharaj is saying, someone may think, oh, Satchinanda Maharaj is just saying some bhavuk thing. It doesn't really mean anything. The Bhagavatam says you'll get liberation. Giriraj is a second guarantee, but this is also the statement of Raghunath Das Goswami. In the fourth verse we'll speak about tomorrow, of Govardhan Basa Prarthana Dasakam, he says that Giriraj is Sakshinim Dana Kelir. Sakshi, he's a witness. So he's the witness of the statement of the Bhagavatam that Maharaj is going to speak on. So that's also our guarantee.